The Gemara Masechtas Vachin, Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, quoting the Mishnah from Daf Tezvavim Beis, says, HaYoshev, that if Kain did the Avoida while he was sitting, the Avoida is possible. Ask the Gemara Manola, from where do we notice Halacha? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Kro, the Pasuk says, Lamed Lasharis, Lamida Bechartiv, I chose the Kahanim to do the Avoida while they are standing, V'loyli Yeshiva, not when they are sitting. And the Gemara continues with a Braisa, Tanar Abonin, Lamed Lasharis. If I only had the Pasuk of Lamed Lasharis, I would think there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to stand when he does the Avoida. But how do I know that if he's sitting, he disqualifies the Avoida? Sho'aymer, Ha'aymdim, Pasuk says the word ha'omdim. Shana lov ha'kosef. We know that whenever the Torah, especially when it comes to halachas, and say the kachim, when the Torah repeats the halacha, why did the Torah repeat the halacha? La'akif. To teach us that it's absolutely essential. And if the kohen wasn't standing, the avoida is possible. Tosis asks a question. That, why do I need a special pasuk? I should know it without two pasukim. Because that a kohen is not supposed to sit in the azara, I know anyway, because we know what our halacha is, that ein yeshiva ba'azara, ela l'malchei beis David b'levad. So of course, he's not allowed to sit. The pasuk that says that he has to stand must l'chayra be coming to teach us that it's la'akif. And therefore, that Tosis wants to suggest, perhaps, that the Issa Yeshiva and the Azara is not midaraisa, it's only midrabbanan. Tosis says that that's not dafka raya. Maybe the pasuk would be coming to teach us that if somebody did avoida as he's bowing down, is not considered yeshiva, but it's not considered standing. So that's why we need the two psukim to teach us that he has to be standing tall. Rashi, however, is clear that the halacha is that a kohen in yeshiva ba'azara ela beis malchut beis David b'levad is an iser deraisa. Rashi says it's a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, and so too does the Chinuch want to say that that is the opinion of the Rambam. So if so, we're back to where we started. So that's how we should know that a kohen is not allowed to stand, has to stand in the Azara l'mitzvah. So the Gvuras Ari says that if all we had was this, then the kohen who wasn't standing would only be over a mitzvah saseh. The psukim that we're learning in our Gemara are coming to teach us that he's over a lav. Another pshat that he wants to say, that if I only had these, the issa of ein issa, that a kohen is not, the nobody's allowed to sit in the azara, then the halacha perhaps would be that if somebody's doing it the smicha, he's not standing, he's leaning over, then perhaps the halacha would be that he is not over that din. Comes the Gemara to teach us a new din, that the kohen is not allowed to, that the kohen has to stand erect when he does the avoda. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Chav Ches, Sif Yudalit, teach us Hilchus Nasiyas Kapayim, teaches us the Shulchan Aruch, Eim Mevarchan El B'Loshan Kodesh, Duchanin should only be said B'Loshan HaKodesh, Uba Amida. The halacha is that the Kehanim should stand, Uba Nasiyas Kapayim, Uba Kol Rom. So the halacha here is that the Nasiyas Kapayim has to be done standing. And it's based on a Gemara in Masechta Saita, Taf Lamet Ches Omen Aleph, where the Gemara quotes Rab Nosson that is Makish Birkas Kahanim to Avoida, as the Pasuk says, L'sharsoi ulevorech b'shmoi, the Gemara that we just quoted, Ma Misharas b'amida, Af Mevorech b'amida. Just like the Avoida has to be done b'amida, so too the Birkas Kahanim has to be done b'amida. In fact, I saw a very interesting vort from the Malbim. The pasuk says, "Ela koyin ha'omid l'sharis sham." The first pasuk, if we look in the pasukim that Al Gemara is relying on to teach us the din that Yoshev is osur, that Yoshev is osur, pasukim and parshas Devarim. The pasuk says, the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Kivoy boch Hashem lekecha mikos vatecha lamed l'sharis b'shem Hashem hu ubonu kol hayom." So the Malbim asks that pasuk, that the pasuk already previous to that, and the pasuk says v'sharis b'shem Hashem lekov kichol ha'om l'sham afnei Hashem. So as the Malbim, that why don't we learn from the pasuk of our koyin ha'omid l'sharisham that locha, that somebody who's yoshiv is not allowed to do the avoida? So the Malbim in fact says that the reason that indeed the Torah has two pesukim, and why does the Torah have two pesukim? One pasuk is to teach us the avoida may not be done sitting, and one pasuk is to teach us the birkas kahanim may not be done yeshiva. So there's a tshuva in the Shailos HaTshuvos Shvus Yaakov Chelek Beis Simen Aleph. The Shaila was asked by a Kohen, as the Shvus Yaakov describes him, Mikohen Echet Chored V'Yoredes Hashem, a very pious Kohen. Shuzok V'Svayomim, he's an elderly Kohen, and he can't stand. Can he do Nesias Kapayim when he's sitting? So he says, it seems, as we just learned, based on the Gemara Masechta Saita, as the Shulchan Aruch taught us, as Al Gemara taught us, that Avoida must be done standing, and Nesias Kapayim is compared to Avoida, the halacha is, if you can't stand, you can't do the Avoida. But then, the Shvus Yaakov wants to say that this hekish that the Gemara in Masechta Saita is comparing Birkas Kahanim to the Avoida is not Midaraisa, but not, it's not Midaraisa, it's only a Asmachta Be'alma. Because if you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Yudalit, Halacha Yud and Yud Aleph, so it says the Rambam that when they duchen in the Beis Hamikdash and they use the Shema Mefarish by Nesias Kapayim, so their halacha is that the Birkas Kahanim has to be done by Amida, and somebody can't stand, he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. But in Gvulim, where we don't say the Shem HaMefirish when we do Nesias Kapayim, even though we have this Hekish, B'dieved, somebody Keduchen sitting. And he wants to say that the whole Hekish is only regarding an individual, here who can't stand. But somebody who can't stand should do duchening sitting. And he says, because the halacha is, that we know there are three mitzvahs to say that a kohen gets when he duchens. And how can we allow, just because he can't sit, that he should mevatel the three mitzvahs asay? And he brings, and he says, v'afi she'en ray ladover, zeich ladover. We see that when Yaakov benched his children, it says, v'yishchazek Yisrael v'yeshiv alamita. Yaakov benched his children, blessed his children sitting. Of course, it's not a compelling raya, because there, it wasn't the Sias Kapayim. There was just a bracha. However, the Shari Tshuva, here in Sim Kuf Chav Ches, Sivkotn Chav Hei, quotes the Shalas Tshuvas, Panami Iris. He says that since, as we're learning, Shulchan Aruch, the Hekish, the Gemara Masech, the Saita, our Gemara, if you can't sit, if you can't stand, you shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. And so paskins the Mishnah Brura in Sifkotan Nun Aleph, that a Kohen who is weak and he can't duchen, he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim. And he goes even further, the Mishnah Brura, that let's say he could stand by leaning, still he shouldn't do Nesias Kapayim, because that isn't considered standing. And that is what most Paiskim are of the opinion, that if a Kohen can't stand, he should not do Duchening. The Paiskim, however, do say, I saw from Rabbi Saul Yankov Fisher in the Shalas Tshuvas Evan Yisrael, Chelek Zion Simen Yud, that we know that how is Duchening conducted. The way Duchening is conducted is that the Shlich Tzibah says a word and the Kahanim repeat that word. So says Devin Yisrael that if the Kohen could, when he's not actually saying the words, he's hearing the Chazan say the words, if he could stand during the time when he has to speak and lean or even sit while the Chazan is saying his part. And in fact, Rav Fisher Zatzal says that maybe it's appropriate to tell the Chazan, the Shlich Tzibur, to do so, to stretch out the words, or in places that they sing, they should sing to allow the Kahanim to rest. But if the Kohen can't stand under any circumstances, the halacha is, we paskin, he should leave the shul before ritzei. Or the paskim say, one other eitzah, b'dievet, that's seemingly what the Mishnah Brura holds, that if there are other kahanim there, what he should do is, the other kahanim should make a bracha, and this Kohen, who doesn't have, unfortunately, the ability to stand, should sit by Birkas Kahanim, but not make the bracha.